One of Georgia's rarest wildflowers is a small white orchid. Only about 100 of them bloom in the whole state in any given year. WABE's Molly Samuel recently joined a group searching for one in bloom.
What we're looking for is a flower called the white fringeless orchid.
For those of you who are not familiar with the species, I got a picture here for you.
Botanist Matt Richards pulls out a field guide and passes it around to a small group of scientists and volunteers.
That's our orchid, and that's the native range. Georgia has 9 populations.
That's it. 9 spots in the entire state, and most of those are on private land. Richards raised orchids from seed at the Atlanta Botanical Garden where he works, and he planted them here at Chattahoochee Bend State Park near Noonan.
Before we get too far in there, I should explain that we call this a safeguarding site for the white fringeless orchid because it wasn't here originally, right?
Now he wonders if the flowers he planted survived.
Don't get your hopes up because you rarely see them in flower.
Often, Richard says when he's out looking for these orchids, he'll find leaves but no flowers because the conditions aren't quite right. They need a damp spot in the forest with a certain kind of soil, a certain kind of fungus, and a lot of bright sunlight. Those particular places are increasingly rare. We clamber over branches into the bog where the orchids should be. Richard says trips to find these flowers in the wild can be total busts. Georgia botanists have used old historical records and even a Civil War diary to figure out where to find white fringeless orchids. That means sometimes Richard says he'll find himself wandering around muttering,
"Oh, this used to be here in 1947. I don't know what happened."
Everyone's laughing because what could have happened in the last half of the 20th century that could threaten a very picky and rare wildflower? It's not really that hard to imagine.
Well, it's become rare because habitats are being overgrown.
Tom Patrick is the senior botanist for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Because wetlands are being drained, because invasives are taking over the wetlands, and because the habitats are just very fragmented.
The state has protected the orchid since the early 90s, but the plant's been on a waiting list for federal protection for 35 years. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now has a deadline. It has to decide if it's going to recommend protecting the white fringeless orchid under the Endangered Species Act by the end of September. Dave Smith is a volunteer at the park who's helped plant the orchids and restore their habitat. He says part of the allure of it all to him is that it's here.
It's great to have conservation in Panama and Costa Rica that you support, and not diminishing anything from that. But you don't have to go to the tropics to do good conservation. We got all you can handle right here.
No, we haven't quite found the orchid yet.
We had some more plants over here somewhere.
Richards and the rest of the group find markers showing where they'd planted orchids.
And these, for whatever reason, didn't come up. But this is part of the game.
But then...
Holy grail, folks.
Oh, nice.
Smith, the volunteer, finds an orchid. It's about a foot tall with little white flowers going up and down its stalk. Richards from the botanical garden crouches down next to it, where it's nestled between a fallen log and knee-deep ferns.
It still never fails to excite us when you do see something like this in bloom because it's so uncommon nowadays.
Right now, the exact location of this site is secret because of concerns about poaching, and there aren't really other good places for the public to see these flowers yet. But Chattahoochee Bend State Park hopes to build out the area and add a trail eventually so that visitors can see one of Georgia's rarest plants, maybe even in bloom. Molly Samuel, WABE News.